I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Good morning. I'm Ian Livingston with the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. Here's your latest weather update.
Today's mix of sun and clouds is probably turning sunnier with time. Highs in the mid-40s are going to be chilled by gusty winds out of the northwest. Arctic air makes its real push tonight. Temperatures reach the teens many spots, with low 20s in the city. Wind chills are kissing the single digits after midnight. Clouds and sun continue to mingle Saturday. Temperatures struggle into the mid and upper 20s for highs. Teen Saturday night helps set the stage for Sunday. Clouds in the morning give way to snow in the midday. A couple inches seem likely before a potential change to freezing rain and ultimately rain Sunday night. The storm is out of here on Monday, perhaps some sun as temperatures head for 40. For the Capital Weather Gang, I'm Ian Livingston.
If you're looking for a smoking gun, I can absolutely guarantee you, you will not find it.
In October 2001, a series of letters filled with a deadly powder called anthrax were dropped into the U.S. mail system. What started as an unprecedented case turned into an unsettling mystery. Who sent these deadly letters? And why? From Campside Media and Sony Music Entertainment, I'm Josh Dean, and this is Cover Up Season 4, The Anthrax Threat. Available now.